There's scary stuff happening all over the automotive industry this Halloween. Waymo has bewitched Chrysler Pacificas into driving all by themselves. Honda is selling Civic Type R crate engines to anyone who wants to buy them. And Elon Musk is digging gigantic tunnels under the city of Los Angeles. Ooh, this is a scary Outline Daily.
Now that we've hopefully got you in the Halloween spirit, let's look at the latest automotive news. No doubt you've heard the news that Catalonia wants to split away from Spain. Now SEAT, the Spanish automaker which is owned by Volkswagen, warns that it will move its headquarters out of Catalonia if the province breaks away. SEAT is one of the largest companies in Spain and is based in Catalonia, and those are pretty serious threats. Waymo showed off its proving grounds in California to the media yesterday. Journalists were impressed at how well its autonomous Chrysler Pacificas handled situations like cars cutting it off, distracted pedestrians stepping in front of it, bicyclists riding erratically, and someone backing out of a driveway not paying attention. Waymo's CEO told the media that fully autonomous cars are a lot closer than most people think. Speaking of autonomous cars, General Motors stock moved up 27% over the last 3 months as the market perceived that GM has a clear path to monetizing mobility services. Now, the market is second-guessing itself. GM stock fell nearly 3% yesterday after Goldman Sachs downgraded it due to concerns that car sales have peaked in the U.S. market. And still to come on this scary show, Elon Musk is digging gigantic tunnels under L.A.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by Hyundai, better drives us.
Elon Musk just tweeted a photo of the tunnel he's boring under L.A. It's currently 500 feet long, but will be 2 miles long in another 3 to 4 months. And in a year, they want it running parallel to the 405 freeway from the LAX airport to the 101 freeway. The idea is to have electric sleds carrying vehicles and people on pods at speeds up to 150 miles per hour, which can enter or exit the tunnel on the fly. Chevy is taking a whole host of vehicles, parts, and crate engines to SEMA, and its Silverado performance concept really caught our eye. While there's a whole bunch of upgrades, the real gem is the LT4-style supercharger plunked on top of a 5.3-liter V8, which is a first and adds 100 horsepower. I was at a pre-screening event for Chevy's SEMA offerings, and the folks there really made it seem like they're trying to get a truck like this or at least the engine to market. And if only the engine makes it, I think it would be really cool to see it in a V-Series Cadillac. In other SEMA engine news, Honda announced it will sell the engine from the new Civic Type R as a crate option. It has a price tag of a little over $6,500. But if you think that's expensive, Dodge says it will sell you a Hellcat engine with wiring and PCM for $19,530. Coming up next, Honda didn't just redesign the Accord, it also redesigned the manufacturing process.
Lighter, safer, stronger, quieter, and more sustainable. Tell us where you need to go, and we'll help you get there. Dow Automotive Systems. We don't succeed unless you do.
Honda completely redesigned the Accord and took that opportunity to introduce manufacturing processes it never used before, like using laser brazing instead of spot welds to attach the roof. On last week's AutoLine After Hours, Don Warnock, the plant project leader at Honda's Marysville plant, talked about the difficulty of the change and its benefits.
We're the first Honda plant in North America to do it, and it's not easy by any means, especially in a a large volume factory.
Mm-hmm. So instead of spot welds, boom, 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 this is a continuous beam.
I mean, basically,
right?
the roof and the side panel has a V shape, and we're laying a wire, and then we're coming in with the laser braze and melting that wire. So parts accuracy, the accuracy of the vehicle as it goes through our weld department, I mean, that's what makes that happen consistently.
So you have to have the stampings made precisely, and then
exactly.
So they fit together really well,
right.
And then you fill that in with the wire that's melted by a laser,
yes.
And then you have a smooth joint across there, so you don't have to put a
mold or
a strip in there to.
And we have a polishing process after the brazing, just to kind of to smooth it out and get that nice finish.
So. And that's, I was going to ask that. You need more metal finish afterwards?
Not much. I mean, it's all done within our cycle time, within our weld department, so it's not much.
And it's mainly done for styling, right? You get rid of that ditch joint and the rubber gasket that's got to go.
Styling, it allows me a little bit lower roof line, and it looks really nice going down the road, so... It was hard. Don't get me wrong. It was difficult.
When it was suggested to you guys, I mean, did you say, guys, wait a minute, you know, it's...
Manufacturing?
Yeah.
I'll be honest. As manufacturing, we pushed back to design side.
Yeah.
It was a lot of risk, we felt.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, we came around and we accepted it. And then our team really bought into it.
Mm-hmm.
And, I can't tell you the countless hours in our weld department, our associates... working on that technology and bring it to fruition.
Of course, you can watch that entire show right now on Autoline.tv or become a subscriber to our YouTube channel. And be sure to join us this coming Thursday for another Autoline After Hours. But that's it for today. Thanks for watching, and please beware of ghosts, goblins, and other scary creatures running around your neighborhood tonight.